Okay, today's shiur is dedicated by Jerry and Esther Williams in memory of Jerry's mother, whose name is Chava Besla Yehudis Bas Rav Yosef. Chava Besla Yehudis Bas Rav Yosef. It should be our learning should be a zechus for her neshama. Okay, today you guys, by popular request, asked for a shiur on halacha lemaisa relating to the Yom Tov of Sukkos. So I chose a topic that I think is very nogea to a lot of people, and it comes up very, very frequently on the Yom Tov Sukkos, but especially in particular this year, where there's a serious Chol HaMoed, meaning the first days are Shabbos Sunday, and then we have the whole rest of the week of Chol HaMoed, so there will probably be a lot of traveling being done, to the point that my wife asked me the other day if I think it's a good idea, maybe we should take the whole family on a drive to Detroit to visit her relatives on Chol HaMoed. It's a 12-hour drive, so it sounded like a great idea for about 3 seconds till we realized how insane it is. But, you know, what? And one of the issues that come up is, well, if we're in the car for 12 hours, where are we going to eat? It's Sukkos. We need a sukkah. And, you know, she doesn't, but I do, and the children, well, that's another issue maybe we should discuss also, the issue of feeding children outside of sukkah. If we don't get to it today, just be aware, it's a major issue about, if you have younger siblings, I don't know, but it's a major issue about feeding children outside of a sukkah, feeding a child in Yom Kippur. I have an article about it in the Journal of Halacha and Contemporary Society, if you're bored, but it's an interesting topic. But I want to focus now just first on when you're traveling. If you're on the road, is it necessary to find a sukkah? To what extent do you have to go? Meaning, NCSY plans a trip to Hershey Park and they build a sukkah there, right? But if you want to go to Six Flags, which I think is closed, but let's say if you wanted to go to Six Flags and they don't have a sukkah there, you want to go on a trip, whatever, to visit your Rebbe, to visit your grandparents, and there's no sukkah on the way, how important is that? Does that mean that you have to cancel the whole trip, or can you take the trip? Yeah?
When we say eat, is that like, I'm assuming that's like a full fledged meal. Like, you can have like,
okay,
snacks outside.
So, right, so let's assume you're not just eating. Right, let's assume you want to have a sandwich. You want to have something that's mizonos, you want to have something that's a mozi. So you're right. Me'ikar adin, you can get away with having a lot of things outside of the sukkah, and you're able to, even though that's not preferred, I mean, it's preferred to eat everything in the sukkah, spend all your time in the sukkah, as much time as you can, in the tzila d'mnusa, to be able to spend time in the sukkah. But you're right, elachinami. And we'll see that will play a small role here as well. But just mikra din, is it necessary to find a sukkah? Is that at all required? To what extent are we obligated to make sure there is a sukkah? Does it make a difference why you're on the trip? Does it matter if you're going for business, pleasure, mitzvah? Does it matter what you're doing there on the trip? So those are the broad issues we're going to talk about. Yeah.
I just understand why traveling ever made you not chive in a mitzvah. Like,
exactly. So that's what we're going to have to talk about.
Right. Good. I don't understand how you know.
It doesn't seem to make much sense that traveling should exempt you from mitzvah. Yet when we see the Gemara, and it's pretty evident, you have to do some serious halachic gymnastics to try to figure out how to be machmir, because it seems pretty evident that you're supposed to be making. So let's take a look at the Gemara, page 1. It says the Gemara in Masechta Sukkot Daf Chavav. This is the sugya of traveling. Tan Rabbanan, holchei drachim biyom p'turim min hasukkah biyom. If you're traveling on the road during the day, you're p'turim from sukkah daytime. V'chayavim b'layla, but you're going to be chayav at night because you're not traveling at night. Holchei drachim b'layla, if you're traveling at night, if you're only doing nighttime traveling, p'turim min hasukkah b'layla v'chayavim biyom. So you're p'turim from sukkah at night, but you're chayav during the daytime when you're not traveling. If you're traveling day and night, so you're part of the sukkah both day and night. Interestingly, but probably not consequently, the Rif leaves out that last line of Holchei Drachim Biyom Ubalayla, that you're part of Biyom Ubalayla. So you could argue that he just leaves it out because it's obvious once you said the first two lines. He said you're traveling during the day, you're putter during the day, you travel at night, you're putter at night. So it could be that the Rif just leaves it out because he tried to skim the fat from Gemara's. That's how the Rif operates. Or it could be that he meant something by that. That maybe completely exempting yourself from sukkah is an unacceptable solution. It could be. But whatever, we're not going to discuss that right now. Let's go on. Holchun l'dvar mitzvah, p'turim b'im b'yom b'im b'layla. In contrast to someone who's traveling for traveling's sake, someone who's traveling for a mitzvah is patur day and night. So it sounds like you're traveling stam, so only while you're actually traveling you're pater, but when you're, so if you're in the car, it would sound like from this Gemara, and you're actually driving, you're pater, but if you stop and you set up camp, you stop at a motel or whatever, you should try to bring one of those pop-up sukkahs with you, and sleep in that sukkah and eat in that sukkah when you stop, when you're no longer traveling. That's what it sounds like from the Gemara. But if your travel is to go do a mitzvah, then even when you stop at the motel, you don't have to go build a sukkah. You're pata from sukkah even when you stop. Ki hadrav chista v'rabba bar Rav Huna ki avu aili b'shabbat derigla lebei resh galusa. Rav chista and Rabba Rav Huna on the Shabbos of Yom Tov, the Shabbos of Sukkos, when they would go to the resh galusa, havu ganu araksa desura, they would sleep by the riverbanks, meaning without a sukkah. Amri, and their excuse was, why weren't they in sukkah? They said, Anan shluchi mitzvah ananu paturin. We're shluchi mitzvah. Mele, we're pater. We don't have to worry about sukkah because we're involved in the mitzvah. What concept is that? That shluchi mitzvah, that they're pater? What's the osing mitzvah pater min mitzvah? That explains that half of the Gemara where they're going on their way to do mitzvah. And it's a tremendous chiddush in osing mitzvah this Gemara provides us with. And that is that even though they're only on their way to do the mitzvah, they're holchin l'dvar mitzvah, but they're not actively engaged in a mitzvah. They're just on their way to do a mitzvah, still, they're going to be pater from the mitzvah of sukkah. Right? It's a phenomenal chiddush the Gemara teaches us. But what about the first half? Yoni pointed out, it seems so counterintuitive that because I'm traveling, I'm going to be pater from sukkah. You're not pater from tefillin when you're traveling. You're not pater from tzitzis. You're not pater from anything. You're not pater from birchas hamazon. You're not pater from any of these things. You're not pater from mitzvos when you're traveling. Why would you be pater from sukkah? So if you take a look at Tosfos, holchei drachim b'yam, says Tosfos, kol zeh nafka miteshvu ke'im taduru. This is all based on the pasuk of by the mitzvah of sitting in sukkah, where the pasuk says basukos teshvu, that you should dwell in the sukkah. And we darshin teshvu ke'in taduru, that what's the geder of the chiyuv to live in the sukkah? Is it a chiyuv to eat mizonos foods in the sukkah? Mizonos and more? Is it a chiyuv to sleep in the sukkah? No, those are ramifications of what the broader mitzvah is. The mitzvah is to treat the sukkah like your house. Live in the sukkah as if it were your house. A lot of halachic nafkaminas to that. Treating the sukkah like your house, that's why we have to bring our fanciest silverware and linens and things like that into the sukkah, because you have to treat your sukkah like your house. You don't hold anything back, just like you wouldn't in your house hold anything back. And there, with that come certain chumras and kulas. If you're stam hanging out, and normally when you're home you'd be hanging out in your house, so hang out in your sukkah instead. You're not supposed to be hanging out in your house, you should be hanging out in your sukkah, because your sukkah is your house. If you leave your house every morning to go to work, and leaving out the issue of working on Chol HaMoed, and you have to go to work on Chol HaMoed as well, so you can leave your sukkah to go to work. You don't have to bring your work to your sukkah, right? These are. It's just that's the geder of the mitzvah is teishu kein taduru, is to live the same way you would live in your house. So says Tosfos. So we learn it from teishu kein taduru, namely shekeshem sha'adam bebeiso eino nimna milatzis l'derech. Just like when you're home and you're off from work and you're enjoying a nice day with the family and the kids are off from school, you're allowed to, you don't have to hold back from going on a trip. You're allowed to take a trip, and you don't say, no, I have to stay home. Why? Because it's my home. And you're not allowed to leave your home. No, you don't hold back from leaving home. V'chein mitzta'er depatru le'el min asukkah. And that's the reason why a mitzta'er is patur from sukkah. What's the gedder of tsar? Right? Different people have different gedarim of tsar. For some people, when it's very uncomfortably hot, that's enough tsar to exempt them. For other people, right? That's what the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, when the Gemara talks about how Kadosh Baruch Hu tests the Umos HaOlam, Las Levo, right? What does he do? He tells them, mitzvah kali yeshbi, I have one little tiny mitzvah for you guys to try out when they ask for a second chance. Right? He says, I have one little mitzvah. It's sukkah, no big deal. Which is strange that the Gemara calls that a little one, because it is a big deal for a lot of us to build a sukkah, and it's not, you could think of much easier ones, put it that way. But anyway, the Gemara says, Ribbono Shel Olam gives them that one little mitzvah, and then what does he do? He takes out the sun and all of its, he takes out the chama min artika, and he allows the sun to beat down in a very, very strong way, and the goyim all come out of the sukkah, and they kick their sukkahs down, and they say, this is crazy, and they leave the sukkah. He says, you see, that's why you don't, that's why you're not the chosen people. And the kasha that all the Bali Musar and the Achronim ask is, we're pater from sukkah when that happens too. That's tsar. Right? If it's so uncomfortably hot, to enough tzar to be pater from sukkah. So the Bali must point out that the difference is they kick their sukkah. We would just walk out and say, ah, nebuch, that it's unfortunate we're unable to fulfill the mitzvah. They're angry at the Ribbono Shel Olam for it. So it's a different emotion. It's how we deal with rejection sometimes. But the point is that when it comes to tzar, you're pater from sukkah. Why are you pater from tzar? We don't have a halacha mitzvah as pater from birchas hamazon. We don't have a mitzvah pater from anything. Why should mitzvah be pater from sukkah? Because teshuva came to duru. So what's the geder? So you have to think. In your house, would you leave? If, let's say, the air conditioner was broken in your house, would you find somewhere else to stay? So if it's got to that level of heat in your house and you would leave, then you can leave your sukkah. If you wouldn't leave, you would just say, you know what, open the windows, turn on fans, whatever. Do the same in the sukkah. You know, plug in a fan, do whatever, you know, you don't leave. It all depends on what your own personal level of tzar is. Now, sometimes, just let's say there are 10 bees in the sukkah. So some people are very afraid of bees. So 10 bees in the sukkah. If there were 10 bees in my bedroom, I'm not sleeping in my bedroom. I'd close the door and go sleep in a different room where there aren't any bees. I probably wouldn't leave my house. But that's the same thing as leaving. Meaning, if there's no second room in the sukkah, right, so then that would, l'chora, be you know, that would certainly fit together of tzar. If again, but that's the frame of reference that we're supposed to use. We're supposed to figure out what we would do with our house. So that's all teshuva came to do. De'ein adam dar b'makom shemitztayer. Person doesn't live in a place that causes them tzar. Home is supposed to be a comfortable environment, and therefore sukkah is supposed to be a comfortable environment, not an environment that causes you tzar. So holchei drachim, why they pater? Because you wouldn't hold back from planning a trip just because you need to be in your house. You leave your house to take a trip, so you can leave your sukkah to take a trip.
I mean, let's say it was the case that you would have 10 bees in your sukkah, and you would leave if there were 10 bees in your room, but you decide, sukkahs, I want to stay in my sukkah as much as possible.
That's an excellent question. Right, so that's when it's raining. That's what the Rama says, that when it's raining, person decides that they're going to stay in their sukkah even when it's raining enough to be mitzdayer and to be pater. The Gemara says that the person is nikra hedyot, that they're called a fool for doing that. The Lubavitcher chasidim, their minig is that they sit in the sukkah even when it rains, and their svara is I'd rather be a fool than not be in the sukkah. Okay, so like Rav Shechter said, so they're fools, so they're in the sukkah, whatever. But that's but the halacha is that once it gets to the point of tzar, so then there's no kunz, you're just a fool for.
You said if it's really really hot, and you would have left your house to go somewhere else, you could leave the sukkah, right? But I only would leave the sukkah because my house is right there. I wouldn't normally leave my house because there's nowhere else to go.
Meaning if you were so maybe you'd measure it based on having another. Yeah, I guess having another place to go, but it's not home. Meaning, if you had another place to go that wasn't home, you had a friend's house that you could have gone to, would you go? Meaning, it's not home, so you're
right.
Hesitant. I'm hesitant to take my wife and five kids
right.
And knock on someone on a neighbor's door and say we're staying with you.
Right.
If it got really, really, really bad, I might do it, but it would have to be pretty bad for me to do that, or farm the kids out, or whatever. Like think. In those, what it would take to get you to chase you out of your own house. So anyway, so that's what Tosa says. Now, the Torah Tamima on the drasha of Teshuva came to Duru. If you if you look in the Torah Tamima on page 3, he discusses Teshuva came to Duru, and he understands that the word Teshuva in general always means kvius, that's what Teshuva is. He says Pam Rabbos Ba Begemara Drasha Zu Teshuva came to Duru. Upashut Darshu Kane Alpi Mashamatsinu Bekama Makomos Bitanach Lashon Yeshiva Hamora Aldiras Keva. Teshvu Yeshiva always means something of permanence. Kamo Bavur Teshvu Beretz Goshen. Via Rashta, via Shaftaba. It's a mitzvah of Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael. Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael doesn't mean to visit Eretz Yisrael. Pashtus. It means to live in Eretz Yisrael. Yoshve Yerushalayim, Yoshve Yaretz, Uchadoma Atzma Mispar. He said, Atzma Misaper. There are so many you can't even count. V'lchein darshu shahakavana besukos teishvu shivas yamim she'ela ha-shivas yamim tia yeshivas chemba yeshivas keva. And that's why we darshan that it should be like your house. Just like your house is a yeshivas keva, the sukkah should be a yeshivas keva for those 7 days. Uke'en diras kol hashana, like you live in your house the rest of the year. Uke'en mefari sheyochel v'yishtav yitalev yishanim b'sukkah. You should eat, drink, hang out, sleep, everything in the sukkah. Good? Va'amnam nira de b'chlal muvan mimilas teishu hu gam yeshiva mamish. He says, however, in addition to that, in addition to the implication of the word teishu being something of permanence, it also means sit. It also means to actually sit. K'mo v'yeshu lecha lecha. V'lechein, im achal adam sukum u'umad, o gam shasham v'lo yashav klal, eino yotze yidei chavaso. Unbelievable, no? Torah Tzimim suggests this phenomenal chiddush la'alacha that doesn't seem very well founded in earlier sources, and that is that if you eat standing up in the sukkah, you didn't do the mitzvah. The mitzvah is teishu of sitting. Now we always say, no, that's not how to teach the pasuk. The sukkah's teishu means live in the sukkah. He says, yes, it means that, but it also means sit. And you're supposed to sit down. Just like in your house, you don't walk around eating, you sit down at your kitchen table. It's not normal to eat standing up. The reality might have changed since then. Nowadays, with fast food and with snacks on the go and everything, people eat moving a lot more. Hilchos brachos used to not be hard to keep. Nowadays, with people eating, and you go to the drive-thru with the Dunkin' Donuts, and you take from the house to the car, how many brachos have to make, right? It's much, much more difficult to cheshbon, because nowadays people tend to eat on the go. Says the Torah Tzmima, you don't eat on the go, and therefore just like eating in your house sitting down, you're eating in the sukkah sitting down.
Is he saying that even as standing, you're still in the kind of the mitzvah of basukas teshu from the aspect of
kvius?
But when it comes to achila, you're not the kind of that prat.
That prat, yeah. Einu yotzei de chavasa, whatever it means. Yeah, you could argue with both ways. Then he says, but this is a gevaldika makar for the Rambam. Right, remember when we had those Kiddush shiurim, we were trying to figure out, are you supposed to stand for Kiddush or sit for Kiddush? Right? So the Rambam had such a line when the Rambam said that you should make the bracha of Leish, you should say Kiddush on Sukkis, what? Standing up, because the bracha is supposed to be over Las Yasan. Supposed to do the bracha right before the mitzvah, and if you sit down, it's not of las yasin by the time you're making the leish of a sukkah, you're already sitting. And everyone asks on the Rambam, what are you talking about? The mitzvah is not sitting, the mitzvah is living in the sukkah. If you're already in the sukkah, it's not over las yasin anymore. Says the Torah Tzmima, problem solved. There is a kiyum in sitting in the sukkah, and therefore it's over las yasin if you make the bracha of leish of a sukkah while you're standing. And then you sit down. It's a unique kiyum of sitting in the sukkah. Phenomenal chiddush of the Torah Tzmima. But anyway, pashtus is teishu kein to do. You treat the sukkah like your home. You live in the sukkah the same way you would live in your home. And that's why the Gemara says when you're traveling, you're patur from sukkah, because you wouldn't withhold from traveling when you're living in your home. So you don't have to hold back from traveling when you're living in the sukkah. And just like you would eat on the road if you're traveling, you can eat on the road if you're traveling during the year. You can eat on the road when you're traveling during sukkahs as well. That's the pashtus. Now there is one other phenomenal chiddush that's not pashtus.
It has nothing to do with a mitzvah.
Nothing to do with...
Like when you leave, just if you're going on a trip, you don't have to... I mean,
right. It could be any trip. L'chor, it sounds from this, so far, right? Just like you would take Stam, a fun trip to an amusement park, or whatever, during the year, you could do that in Sukkot as well. Nothing to do with the mitzvah. That's what it sounds like, pashtus in the Gemara, and we're going to discuss it a little more detailed soon. The Gilyonei Ashas, Rav Yosef Engel, because he has to get mentioned in every shir, Rav Yosef Engel, on page 2, in the Gilyonei Ashas in the Sukkah, suggests in the name of the Marsha, quotes the Marsha in Tainus, an unbelievable chiddush that he rejects because it's just too unbelievable to accept. And he quotes the Marsha in Tainus, it says as follows: Tainus Tav Yudam Beis Dibra Maskul Shemet Tirgas Aleichem Aderech, that what was happening, that Yosef tells his brothers, you better hurry up and Al Tirgas Aderech, don't get delayed on the road. So what was he telling them? Don't get delayed by learning too much Torah. So he said, Al tirgizu v'ta'aynu b'darach shet nitztavisem b'darach, ta'aynu d'var Torah, shahochei d'rachim p'turim min ha-mitzvos, aval chayavim d'vrei Torah. Why do you have to warn them, don't get involved in d'vrei Torah when you're on the road? He told them, don't get involved in d'vrei Torah, because when you're on the road, you are supposed to learn Torah. V'lachtcha v'darach, you should still be learning Torah. You should have Torah tapes in the car or whatever. It is appropriate to be learning Torah when you're traveling. But he didn't have to warn them, you know, don't make a sukkah and stay for 7 days, you know, on the road. Don't do another mitzvah. Don't stop with other mitzvahs. He didn't have to tell them not to stop to do other mitzvahs, because anyway, you don't do mitzvahs when you're traveling. Unbelievable chiddush. He says, so what does Marsha say? That any mitzvah, you're pata when you're traveling. Mitzvahs in general, you're pata when you're traveling. from doing mitzvahs. Wild, no? When you're traveling, you're pater from mitzvahs overall. Very, very difficult to understand. So he says, Dvarim t'muin. T'lomotzinu holchei drachim shu p'turim miklum milvad misukah. Says Rav Yosef Engel, that's crazy. We find that a holchei drachim are pater from sukkah, not from mitzvahs. And the reason that they're pater from sukkah is a unique din in sukkah of teishu kein t'duru. If he means to say that they're unable to do mitzvos when they're on the road, milvad divrei Torah she'efshal ledaber lain b'Torah malicha, as opposed to Torah, which they could always talk and learning when they're traveling, lo yipol al himana ha'efsharus lashon peturin. The word pater is the wrong word to use when you say that you're simply incapable of doing it. It's the wrong word to use. Pater sounds like there's no chiyuv whatsoever. So that's really not accepted, the halacha, this marsha that the Gilyon Yeshas quotes, right? Can't be. It can't be that you're pater from all mitzvos when you're on the road, right? Rather, we say it's dafka edin sukkah, and it's based on teishu kein teduru. Now, what kind of trips? Now, it sounds so far, what kind of trips? Any kind of trip, right? That's what it sounds like. If you look at Rashi on that Gemara, so what does Rashi say? Rashi gives an example of what kind of trip. So Rashi says, where are we? Holchei lidvar mitzvah. No, before that, holchei drachim biyom p'turim min hasukkah biyom. It's on page one, the fourth line of Rashi. Tichsiv basukos teishu kein yeshivas beso. Right, teishu kein teduru. Kishem shekol hashana einu nimna milechas pederech bischora. Just like throughout the rest of the year, you don't hold back from traveling for business. So too, when it comes to sukkahs, you don't have to hold back. Rashi added in a very important word over there. All of a sudden, he's talking about business trips. Where did it say business? It didn't say business anywhere in the Gemara. Rashi added that in. So apparently, if you take that Rashi literally, you have to have a reason to go. You're not just putter when you're traveling. It's dafka of p'tur if there's a reason to be traveling. And that's the diuk, that's not my diuk in Rashi. If you take a look at Rav Moshe, Negros Moshe, which is here somewhere in the packet, on page 5, right, says Rav Moshe, he was asked this exact shayla, Imutu latzeis l'tanuk b'alma l'makum shalo yeh lo sukkah. Are you allowed to go stam just for enjoyment to a place where there isn't a sukkah? Ubedvar latzeis l'tiul l'tanuk b'alma l'makum shalo yeh lo sukkah, mistaver l'niyazdaiti sha'asr. He says, I think it's asr. It's enough in the Gemara that it's mutter. So he explains. That which we say that holchei drachim pater from sukkah during the daytime, and by the way, it's a big discussion in the poskim. What does it mean they're chayiv in sukkah at night? Mm-hmm. Meaning, if I travel during the day and I'm home at night, then of course I'm chayiv in sukkah at night. I'm back home, right? But what if I'm traveling a 5-day journey, and during the night I'm just not going to be traveling because I need to sleep at some time? So is that called still that I'm holchei drachim? Is that holchei drachim biyom ubalayla? Or is that only holchei drachim biyom? To what extent do I have to make sure that my rest stops where I'm going to be sleeping at night have a sukkah there? The Levush says that you don't have to go that far to ensure that there's a sukkah where you stop along the way. You should try to if there's one available, but you don't even need to look for one. You don't even need to during the day, you wouldn't even need to look for one, you wouldn't even need to try. At nighttime, you have to look, see if one is available. But if it's not available, no. So it's not, you know, it doesn't have to stare the whole trip. You can still take the rest. Magen Avraham seems to be a little more machmir. Rav Avadia assumes that we pass on like the Levush on this. Rav Avadia Nechavada seems to assume we pass on like the Levush. Yeah.
I mean, if you go to a hotel,
the hotel becomes your home base, though. Meaning,
they don't have a place to sleep. They don't have a sukkah to
sleep in. I mean, you go to a hotel that doesn't have a sukkah. So you're saying, is it appropriate to take a trip for the entire sukkahs? Let's be very clear about one thing. First of all, the first night of sukkahs may be non-negotiable, right? Even if it's raining, whatever, right? So the first night of sukkahs, you gotta find a sukkah. But besides for that,
just sleep or eat both.
You have to.
You definitely have to eat in the sukkah the first night, even if. But let's be clear about one thing. Let's say you're put from sukkah if you're traveling, you still don't get the mitzvah, right? You're still. It's not like the Ribbon Shalom says, I'll count it like you did the mitzvah. You're still not in a sukkah. It's just that you're not going to get punished for it. You're not in violation of any iser, but you're still not getting the mitzvah. So it's not like we could just say, you know, why not? There's a major why not. I mean, the why not is, even if I'm patur while I'm traveling, I'm still not getting the mitzvah.
I mean, mivat on asay, no? Like when you're able to and you don't.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Meaning, when you just decide to over here we're talking about a guy who lives in a sukkah, but he lives in a sukkah the way he lives in his house. But you have to have a sukkah that you live in. Meaning, if you decide not to build a sukkah, that's not okay. You can't just decide not to build a sukkah. We're talking about a guy who lives in a sukkah, but he's going to live in the sukkah the way he lives in his house. Just like when he lives in his house, he takes trips. When he lives in the sukkah, he'll take trips. The question is, again, from this gemara, it sounds like, and if I eat lunch in the office normally, why can't I eat lunch in the office on Sukkot? That's an issue. That's what we're going to try to deal with. So Rav Moshe was asked, what about Holchem B'derech, right? Can you travel just Tama Tiyul? So he says, absolutely not. He says, that which the Gemara says, that your patra, Kol Panav Yom Hukesha Holchem L'mischer Chayotzei Shud Sorech Mamish. It's only when there's a real need for you to be traveling. V'gam hu l'kol adam, shebishvil zeh hayat sarich latzeis gam mi beso, shelchein ba'ofen zeh mutu latzeis me'asukhe. It's something that you would need to leave for. Aval l'tiyul, but to stam, to take a trip, l'tanug v'alma, for enjoyment, she'en l'zeh shum tzorech, that has no need, eino klum, ma shebishvil ta'avaso v'hana aso hayyotzei mi beso. Well, because I like going to a baseball game, it allows me to eat a hot dog outside of a sukkah? Absolutely not. Just stand for your own enjoyment. There was no tzarech in leaving home.
We're talking about though only eating. We're not saying that like you should be like according to Moshe.
Sleeping
also. If you weren't going to be eating wherever, whatever. Let's say you don't have lunch.
Right. Meaning, are you allowed to leave your sukkah at all? Yeah, it's a davar pasha that you're allowed to leave.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Why is no one brings up the issue of like just simchas yontif, like the simcha chol moed? Like it's like tayug ba'alma. Like why is that not? If you're doing it for simchas yontif, why isn't that a tzorach?
Okay, maybe the assumption is that you could have simchas yontif in the sukkah too.
You could, but I mean, this is if they don't like you're allowed to do anything that will enhance your simcha.
Interesting.
Like, it's in the geder. It's not like you're going to like an inappropriate.
Right. So I think that's what gets back to what Jake was saying. So go, but be back by lunch. You know, or eat snacks.
No, but then that would be an example of a tzorach. As I was saying, that why shouldn't that fit into the category of tzora? Even according to
Rashi. Is it the Tzorach Mitzvah you're saying? Okay, right. It could be argued. It could be. Rav Lichtenstein has an interesting article. Someone asked Rav Lichtenstein if a youth group, a Bnei Akiva group or something, asked if they could plan a tiyul on Chol HaMoed Sukkos to a place that doesn't have sukkahs available for all the kids that were going to go on the tiyul. And he discusses that possibility. He does raise that possibility of, that this is what Chol HaMoed is for, to be able to appreciate Eretz Yisrael and to, appreciate Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, whatever it was, that there was some Tzorach Mitzvah element of it. He happened to have come down very, very strongly against it in the end, but he at least raises the possibility. Yeah?
When it says in the Gemara that you're Pater from Yom and Laila, that seems like it's for two different reasons, right? Like you said, if you want a 5-day trip, right?
Right.
So it seems like you're patur from Yom because eating reasons.
Because you're traveling.
Right.
You're traveling during the day.
Patur from Laila because of sleeping reasons.
Right. Okay. Right. Yeah, but that's what it means to be patur. You're patur from whatever you would be doing during that time.
No, but I'm saying so sleeping. You said before sleeping is right. What do you say? You only.
Oh, that was the first night. By the first night, there is a different din because of the Sheir Shavat Tesvav to Pesach, but whatever. But that's not really. That's not germane to our topic. Let's assume all our trips are going to be in Chol HaMoed. Let's make that assumption. So says Rav Moshe Vayter, v'aga atzmecha, and he says, I'll bring you a raya. What's his raya that you're not allowed to go? Adam sheish harbi p'yam sheyashem b'chatzer u'tachas kipas ha-shamayim. Let's say a person enjoys camping, but not far away, in his backyard. He likes to, he likes to sleep in his backyard under the stars. Mishum shenana b'zay yosem mi'bebayis. In the house, everyone's screaming, and there's a TV on, and so whatever. Much more pleasant to be under God's roof, right? To just be out in the backyard. Hachi yiftor misukah mishum shemibeso yatzav b'shvil zeh. Is he parted from sukkah because he left his house for that? So he should be patur from sukkah because he likes sleeping outside. So he should be patur from sukkah also. Vim kein lama amarava mitzdar patur min sukkah ilo lomar mishenen aleisha v'chatzah yosem bayis v'asukkah patur min sukkah. Why does Rav have to say a mitzdar is patur from sukkah? Says Rav Moshe, I'll tell you better. Someone who likes camping should be patur from sukkah because you get more anah being outside. You leave your house for it, so you should be allowed to leave your sukkah for it. Good raya, bad raya. What do you think?
Good question.
Okay, possibly. Keep it in mind. Va'af sheyeshu lai lidchos the Rava Amar mitzar dafka lin leich lishon bebayis b'shvil ze ilgabe a bayis lo nifter b'ze. Okay, let's. He has another raya that I want to get to. Let's go on weiter. Yeah, skip down to like 5-6 lines before the end of the tshuva. V'gam beloze hane'enoshin al asei b'idon ritcha. When the Ribbono Shel Olam is angry, he punishes us for not doing mitzvot asei, even mitzvot asei that are optional, that we may have the choice not to do. He's not happy about us coming up with loopholes to try to get out of mitzvot. When we come up with a chap to be able to get out of a mitzvah, famous example, Gemara Menachas Memalf, which is the sugya of tzitzis. Even though you're getting ana from wearing clothing that's pata from tzitzis, so you're not wearing a beggar of dalit kanfos. Devade lo bekavana lifter mitzitzis lavash rak katina l'sadina v'sarvala apturu mitzitzis l'chein mestaver delelech l'tilu l'tanug l'makom shaleka suka aser. What if you don't wear a beggar of dalit kanfos because the dalit kanfos because are so uncomfortable? They're not made by companies that make really comfortable clothing, and you want to wear a more comfortable piece of clothing that doesn't have dalit kanfos. So therefore, you don't wear tzitzis. But still, the Gemara says vidan ritcha. When it comes down to it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, "You didn't take every opportunity you could have to come and try to do a mitzvah." So Moshe says, "I'll give you, let's say, that you're technically pater, but you're going to come up with a chap to try to get out of a mitzvah. Why? For hana bialma, because it's more comfortable." So he says, "I don't buy it. I don't think you can do that. I think it's a terrible thing to do." So now the two arguments are very different from each other. First argument, he's saying halachically it's usser. Second argument, he's saying no, it may be halachically mutter, but it's a really bad idea religiously and hashkafically in terms of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to treat you if that's how little you're willing to go out of your way for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those are very different arguments. So that's the argument Moshe makes. Can you reject those arguments? Can you say that maybe he's wrong, so maybe we can't, but Rav Yashiv can? So if you look at Rav Yashiv in the Ha'aros, Masechta Sukkah, on page 6, it says Rav Yashiv as follows. First, he quotes Rav Moshe. I think I underlined it in the photocopies. Did I just do it on my copy? On page 6, I think there should be some underlined sections, yeah? Ulechora dvarav eina muvanim. He quotes Rav Moshe and he says, it's incomprehensible what Rav Moshe is saying. D'mikol makom kivan da hayom haderechu latzeis l'tiyul. Since nowadays it's normal to take trips, Imkain, my garam ischora. Why should it be any different than business? The kivan David Darko have bechal teshu came to duru pater me'asukah. If that's the normal way that you live, so that's the definition of teshu came to duru is the normal way that you live. Okay, so you have a meshugano sleeps in his backyard when he has a $1 million home. How many meshugnos are there? Right? I mean, that's if that's what a guy does, he's got a $1 million home and he's first sleeping in the backyard. Okay, maybe gazunta hate. But that's going to be the patur from sukkah. No, the gedra of the chiyuv in sukkah is the way you live. And if the way you live is you take day trips, so you can take day trips during sukkahs. That's the gedra of the chiyuv. It's the gedra of tsar. It's the gedra of the chiyuv of teishu came to the room. So he says, I don't understand what he's talking about. Whatever, the whole Gemara about not wearing tzitzis. Samalei b'zman dika ritcha and shinan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes us when he's angry for ignoring the mitzvah of tzitzis. Harei chazina, kivan d'mafki atzum, let's say yesh kan drora d'iser. So you see that even avoiding the chiyuv of a mitzvah saseh carries with it some level of iser, d'bidin ritcha and shinan lei. And you get punished for that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry. V'imkein hachinami, so the same should be over here. Elu ayotzum l'til b'yalma, d'petur m'sukum y'kol mokum laf shabir. He's restating Rav Moshe's argument and says Rav Eliashiv, that's a bad comparison. The two cases are not at all similar to each other. Just a second. Why? The guy doesn't own a pair of tzitzis. He's wearing clothing all day long that doesn't have tzitzis on it. So he's showing that he's running away from the mitzvah. Avalkan haya b'sukkah. Right? This goes back to Eitan's question. Over here, he was in sukkah. It's not like he's going to some hotel for the whole entire sukkah where he's not going to have a sukkah. He's living in the sukkah. He's taking a day trip the way. That's part of the mitzvah, is to treat the sukkah the same way you would treat your house. So when he's on his trip, he's doing the right thing because he's treating his sukkah the same way he would normally treat his house. He's not running away from a mitzvah. He's doing the mitzvah the way the mitzvah is supposed to be done. treating it the way he treats his house. So Rav Eliezer says, I'm unconvinced by either one of Rav Moshe's arguments. And Venira, he says, it appears to me that you're allowed to go on a trip. He disagrees with Rav Moshe. Yeah.
Rav Moshe's like, I guess, like Raya from the Gemara and the Nachos. I mean, it just says that, like, Hashem, I mean, not justice, but it says, like, Hashem's, like, you know, mad people will find, like, loopholes and mitzvos. But is that, like, do we use that in terms of, like, halacha? Like,
right. So one is, it doesn't seem like it's halacha, other than, you know, it's certainly what you're supposed to do. If you ask what you're supposed to do, so you should, right? But in terms of requirement, it doesn't seem that it's like a hard and fast requirement. Meaning, if you're kofa al mitzvah, so say you're not kofa on that, right? Meaning you wouldn't be kofa on a mitzvah, is a chiv, I say you'd be kofa. You wouldn't, right? You wouldn't be kofa on a on someone to do, to put himself in a situation of chiv. Now the broader category, but Rav Eliezer is saying, it's not even a problem with the mitzvos chasidus, because the mitzvah is teishu kein tadurim. So you're not running away from the mitzvah; you're doing the mitzvah. That is mamish kein tadurim. Now there is a broader discussion about putting yourself in a situation where you're able to do mitzvos in advance. How much preparation do you have to do in advance to put yourself in a situation where you're able to do a mitzvah? There's a discussion in Chaschinuch and the Aruch Luner, when it comes to I think that it's by Chametz they have the discussion, right? If a person by Karm Pesach, that someone who's Bederek Rechoka is part from Karm Pesach. So the Aruch Luner has a line where he says, oh, so if you wake up on Erev Pesach and you realize that you're Bederek Rechoka, so you're Pater. Meaning, let's say if you're Pater from Aliyah L'Regel, so by definition you should be Pater from Karm Pesach also. The Aruch Luner says, because if you put it from Aliyah L'Regel, so I'm going to wake up in the morning, I'm going to be in New York. So I can't do the Karban Pesach when I'm in New York. I'm never going to make it to Israel in time. But you knew Erev Pesach was coming. Why didn't I hop on a flight yesterday or 2 days ago? Yeah, but there was no mitzvah of Karban Pesach then. The mitzvah of Karban Pesach is Erev Pesach. So I didn't have to worry about it 2 days ago. I have to worry about it now. But now I'm in New York, so now I'm Pater. And Menachas Chinuch says, no, that doesn't work. If you know it's coming, then you can't. It's like I believe Michas Chinuch gives this example. You can't wake up on the first night of Sukkot and say, "Oh my gosh, there's no Sukkot in my backyard." Well, you knew Sukkot was coming. Why didn't you build one? It wasn't Sukkot yet. Why should I build one? And then just you can't not prepare for a mitzvah when you know it's coming. You got to set yourself up to be able to do it. Our question is, you're doing it already. Now, can you leave for a short time in the middle? Yeah. Rav Moshe will say Teshu Kein Taduru, but within reason, meaning you can't use Teshu Kein Taduru to get out of the mitzvah of Sukkah for no reason.
If you don't have a good reason to leave your house, if you're just leaving for Stam, like for Hanoh,
right? But at the same time, while the mitzvah is to live in Sukkah Kein Taduru, the way you live in your house, there's nothing wrong with leaving your house for an extended period of time. Everyone would agree you can't leave your Sukkah for the Holy Yantif. So he would say, the only reason to avoid the mitzvah, to go away from the mitzvah, is if you have some compelling reason to leave the mitzvah. Yeah.
I understand the difference between the first half of the motion and the second. Like the first one, like for Tiyul, he says it's like vada aser.
Right.
And then the second,
It's that be'idr litcha, that when you don't wear a beggar of dal kanfos, so you didn't technically, you weren't technically mevatel mitzvah sasei, because the chiv is only chal when you put on a beggar of dal kanfos. Right. So you weren't technically mevatel mitzvah say, but the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he gets angry, is going to punish us for that. He's going to say, well, where were you? You know, why didn't you go out of your way to try to do the mitzvah, even though you were technically pater?
So is he retracting in a way?
It's like an even if. Even if you're going to argue that you're pater, which I don't think you are, Rav Moshe says, but even if you wouldn't make such an argument, I still think that it's a very, very bad idea. So it seems like a very clean machlokas from Moshe and Rav Eliezer, where Rav Eliezer will allow for trips, Rav Moshe will say only trips that are business oriented, things of that nature. What about other things? What about other reasons to travel? First of all, business is something worth talking about as well. Meaning, when we talk about going away for a business trip, so Rashi added this idea of schora. Now, there is another context in halacha where it matters whether you're going for a mitzvah or going for something else. And that other context in halacha is the Ramah. It's in the packets over here in Hilchos Shabbos. The Gemara tells us in Masechus Shabbos that you're not supposed to be maflig besvina. You're not supposed to go away on a boat trip within 3 days of Shabbos. Right? Because you end up having to be Mechal Shabbos if you do that. That's where the Ramah, I think it's in here, in the very last page, page 11, says Ramah, Yesh Omrim, Kol Makom Sha'adam Holech, L'schora Oliros Pnei Chavero, Chashav HaKol Dvar Mitzvah. That for a Dvar Mitzvah you are allowed to travel, and if you're going for business, that's a Dvar Mitzvah. So you're allowed to travel for business since it's a Dvar Mitzvah. Ve'enu chashav dvar arshus. That's not called the dvar arshus, except, you know what's called dvar arshus? Ve'enu chashav dvar arshus, rakash aholich l'tayel. It's time going for fun. That's a dvar arshus. That you can't do 3 days before Shabbos. But if you're going for a mitzvah, it's okay. And what qualifies as a mitzvah? Schora qualifies as a mitzvah. Business qualifies as a mitzvah. There are midrashim that support this. The midrash says...
Doesn't that mean that the Mishnah Sukkah would be repetitive?
Ah, very good. Hold off on that for a second. The Medrash says in Mechilta Drashbi Shemos, Sheshes Yom Tavod, Rebbe Yomer Harezu Gzeira Acheres, Shekeshem Shenitztavu Yisrael Al Mitzvah Saseishal Shabbos, Kach Nitztavu Al Malacha. The Medrash is such a lashon. Just like there's a mitzvah on Yom HaShvi'i not to work, there's a mitzvah the rest of the week to work. It's a joke that people like to make about... whatever, you know, people who choose not to work. But it's not a joke, it's serious. The Medrash says it's a real mitzvah, that there's a mitzvah to work. Elsewhere the Medrash says, Avos Rabbi Nassan, Rabbi Lazar Omer, G'doli hi malacha, Shekeshem shenitztavu Yisrael al HaShabbos, Kach nitztavu al HaMalacha. Shenemer shesh yam tavos yizkal malachtecha. Right, very clear. Just like we have a chiv of Shabbos, we have a chiv of malacha as well during the rest of the week. So it's a mitzvah. So the Ramah says that fits as a mitzvah. Now this is a great raya against Rav Moshe, because of what Ari said. If there's a mitzvah to do business, right? The Gemara said there are two separate peturim from the mitzvah of Sukkah. There's holchei derech, and there's holchei ledvar mitzvah. If you're going to say that schora fits in the second category, that business is called holchei ledvar mitzvah, well, what's holchei derech then? Must be stam, going to enjoy yourself. Now, Rav Moshe has Rashi on his side. Right? Rashi described holchei derech as people who go l'schora. But who are we going to pass on, like Rashi or the Ramah? Right? The Ramah, assuming the Gedarim are the same for Shabbos and for Sukkah in terms of what we call holchei ledvar mitzvah, which may be too big of an assumption, but assuming that the Gedarim are the same, the way the Ramah paskins, it would turn out that holchin l'schora would fit into the holchin l'dvar mitzvah category, and holchei derech or pater are stam, people are going on a shpatzir, and that's Rav Eliashiv, and that would fit in line with Rav Eliashiv. Now Rav Moshe elsewhere in the Tshuvas, and Rav Moshe Arachayim Chelek Aleph from Kufchav Zayin, talks about the issur of going on the boat before Shabbos, and he says that it must only be an issur drabanan to be maflik b'sfina before Shabbos, a few days before Shabbos. It can't be da'oraisa. What's his raya that it can't be da'oraisa? Because we wouldn't say that if it's for a dvar mitzvah or for schara, that it's okay if it were da'oraisa. So the whole iser has to only be an iser drabanan. What's Rav Moshe doing? He's defending himself. By saying that, he's covering himself from this kasha on him. Right? He's saying, look, even if you want to say holchei schara or holchei dvar mitzvah, it fits in the... But all those exemptions, all those, it's enough of a mitzvah to exempt you from the Isser Drabanan of leaving on a boat a few days before Shabbos. But to exempt you from a mitzvah d'oraisa of Sukkah? Schora can't possibly be enough of a mitzvah to exempt you from mitzvah d'oraisa of Sukkah. It's only it's holchei lederech, so it fits in the category of holchei derech. But if you have no reason at all, then absolutely it would be Asir. So Rav Moshe seems to, you know, And on that prat, Rav Shechter doesn't agree, by the way. On that prat, that's why I put in the from Rav Shechter's second sefer, the Ikve Atzon, on page 7 over there, Rav Shechter writes, "Bugus Moshe Aruchayim Tim Kruv Chav Zayin, Hichriach Lomar, Dekola Isser B'machnas Tassasman L'matzav, Shel Dechias Isser Hu Achmid Rabbanan." Putting yourself in a situation where you're going to have to do an Isser is only Asr Mid Rabbanan. V'haraya Midamut Alasos Ken Makom Mitzvah. And the raya is from the fact that we compromise if you need to do a mitzvah. Ubipshuto nira lidchos haraya. Says Rav Shechter, I don't like the raya at all. Dibba osa mitzvah lo mikri machnis atzmo. Shari ein kavanasa lahasnos lechalalas ha-shabbos. when you're going to do a mitzvah, you're not thinking when you're getting on that boat to go do a mitzvah, to go be do pidyon shvuyim or whatever it is you're going to do. You don't think, oh, this is going to be a great chil Shabbos trip. Ela mikri osam mitzvah. You're going to do a mitzvah. Ela shalach reza yotzei shenitzkal bebayis tachias iser. Later on, you're going to run into a problem that it's going to cause. It's going to cause you to violate some iser. De'ein lemitzvah ela makom v'shaita. The mitzvah right now, you have to worry about right now. You don't have to think whenever you're doing a mitzvah about anything that's going to happen, of what's going to, what the results are going to be, what halachos you're going to have to compromise. As opposed to if you're not doing any mitzvah right now, then it's called being machnes atzma. Meaning, what's Rav Shapta saying? That Rav Moshe says, traveling must only be drabanan because we allow you to do it when it's l'tzorach mitzvah. Rav Shach says, no. It's not the shame iser when it's l'tzorach mitzvah. If you're doing it l'tzorach mitzvah, then you're not being machnes yourself into dechias isurim. You're not putting yourself in a bad situation. You're putting yourself in a mitzvah. It's only when there's no mitzvah that we call it putting yourself in a bad situation. Okay, whatever. If you get it, you get it. I don't want to harp on that point. But let's get to other purposes of leaving. You should know also, by the way, the Beis Yosef paskins that when you're going for business, that's not called a mitzvah. And his proof is that we don't say osig mitzvah patim in a mitzvah when you're at work. Right? We don't say, oh, I'm working, so I'm patim from all mitzvahs. I don't have to put on tefillin because I work long days. I don't have to. We don't say osig mitzvah patim in a mitzvah when you're at work. Beis Yosef says, you see, that doing work does not fit in the category of a mitzvah for this sake. Others disagree. Others say that there are other reasons why Yosef Mitzvah, Padre Mitzvah doesn't work for working, because it's after Elokayim Shneim. You can work and also take some time to put on tefillin. You can work and take some time to put on tefillin. Right? You're able to do both. We don't say Yosef Mitzvah, Padre Mitzvah when it's after Elokayim Shneim, when you're able to do both. But that's in terms of work. So it would seem that if we apply the Gedarim of Shabbos to Sukkah, then traveling for work, business trip, Pater from Sukkah. So a businessman wants to know, can he eat a meal on the plane? The answer would be yes. Right? That's what it seems. And even Rav Moshe, L'chora, would agree to that. Because even though Rav Moshe doesn't put that in Holchei Mitzvah, he would at least put it in the category of Holchei Derech, right? Of just traveling. Because that's Rashi's example of going L'chora, right? What about visiting friends? Stam, going on a trip to go visit people. So it's interesting. The Rama, when he talks about Shabbos, what's called going for a Dvar Mitzvah, right? You saw that, you caught that Lashon in the Ramah? He said, Liros Pnei Chavero. That's enough of a mitzvah. To go visit a friend is enough of a mitzvah. So, L'chora, if it's enough of a mitzvah for Shabbos, it would at least fall in the category of what Rav Moshe would call a tzorech. That's not just for Hana'as Atzmo, but it's some tzorech. I mean, the Ramah considers it a tzorech, even calls it a mitzvah l'gabe Shabbos. So maybe what we call mitzvahs l'gabe Shabbos, we're not going to call mitzvahs l'gabe Sukkah, but we'll at least call it holchei derech for Sukkah. So maybe going to visit a friend, you should be pater. You could argue no. You could argue for Shabbos we're totally making on a million things, and we're not going to be making on any of that for Sukkah. It's not even, it's really called hana'as atzmo. You could make the argument that Rav Moshe would say, go and visit a friend is really your own hana'. That's tanuk. That's not a mitzvah. It's just you got to contend with that Ramah then. You got to, you know, the Ramah calls it a mitzvah. Okay, but you can make that argument. What about going to Eretz Yisrael? So is going to Eretz Yisrael a mitzvah? So the truth is, Magen Avraham quotes Machlokas in Hilcha Shabbos, right? Are you allowed to get on a boat that's going to Eretz Yisrael 3 days before Shabbos? So Magen Avraham quotes Machlokas, if you're only moving or even if you're just visiting. If you're going to live in Eretz Yisrael, then Vada, it's a mitzvah, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, no question. Everyone holds there's a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael.
Didn't we say you're not
except for the Sabbath.
Didn't we say you're not to move in Chalmoyda? Because of Terech Yisera?
Oh, okay, but yeah, maybe for the sake of the mitzvah. Yeah, I don't know, maybe, yeah. In terms of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, Rav Moshe famously holds that it's a mitzvah kiyumis, not chiyuvis, which is a tremendous chiddush also. Where does he get that from? That there's a kiyum mitzvah when you live in Eretz Yisrael, but you're not chayiv to go do it. Most mitzvahs we have are mitzvahs chiyuvis. They're called mitzvahs because we're commanded to do them. Rav Moshe has this tremendous chiddush about Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. The Satmar Rebbe has in his sefer, he tries to show why the mitzvah no longer applies nowadays. But Pashtus is, you know, you look and read the Ramban's, where how strong the Ramban was. So Rebbe's whole sefer is dedicated to showing how even the Ramban would hold Bizman Hazeh that there's no mitzvah. But Pashtus is that there is a mitzvah. So when you're going to live in Eretz Yisrael, for sure that's a tzoruch mitzvah. When you're going to visit Eretz Yisrael, is that a tzoruch mitzvah? So it's a Gemara in Ksubis. That even if you go Dalet Amos in Eretz Yisrael, it's a mitzvah. So for visiting might be a mitzvah. Others are mechalik between long trips, short trips, whatever. But again, for Sukkah, it doesn't have to be a mitzvah. In Rav Moshe's view, it just has to be a good excuse for a trip, not just enjoyment. So for Shabbos, we definitely consider going to live in Eretz Yisrael, or perhaps even going to visit Eretz Yisrael, a mitzvah. For Sukkah, it doesn't have to be a mitzvah. It's just going for it's certainly a good thing. So Pashtus is going to Israel. A lot of people fly in Cholamoi to Israel. So the Chora, Pashtus is that would be okay. Going to visit grandparents, something like that, or parents. So that's an interesting discussion also. Is going to visit parents a mitzvah or grandparents? So you say Kibbut Aveim. Is visiting them Kibbut Aveim? Kibbut Aveim, mitzvah Kibbut Aveim is to do things that they ask you to do, being Meshamish and providing them with services. Not just stop making them happy, providing them with certain services, but at the very least, even so, we pointed out Rav Asher Weiss holds that doing things that make them happy, even if it's not providing them with anything, is Ratzon HaTorah, right? It's a mitzvah of Kibbut Aveim Mitam Ratzon HaTorah. Okay, and even if you can argue that it's not a mitzvah at all, but it's at least Holchem L'Dvar Mitzvah, because when you go to visit your parents, you're now going to be in a position where you're going to be able to do mitzvahs, you're going to be able to do the mitzvah of Kibbut Aveim. Grandparents also. It's a big deal in the poskim about what the chiyuv of honoring grandparents is. Is it a chiyuv in Kibbut Av that it makes your parents happy that you go visit your grandparents? In which case, by the way, that would imply that mitzvah of Kibbut Av includes doing things that make them happy, because you're not providing any service for your parents when you visit your grandparents. You're just making the parents happy. Or is it a chiyuv stam, a separate chiyuv of honoring grandparents? There's Rashi and Chumash that says you have to be mechabed your parents more than your grandparents. Okay, of Yitzchak, okay, of Avram. It says Yitzchak for Avram, because Malame, that you have to be mechabed your father more than your grandfather. But you see from that Rashi that there is a chiyuv. My Rick points out there is a chiyuv to be mechabed a grandparent. So certainly it's a mitzvah.
So the nafkamina for that would be if a parent dies.
Right, nafkamina is a parent dies, exactly. Right, or if a parent very much dislikes the grandparent, or whatever, right, and it's not going to give them nachas ruach. But that, yeah, that would be the nafkamina. But anyway, it would seem with all these cases, even Rav Moshe would agree that you're allowed to take such trips with visiting parents, visiting grandparents. Now, the question is, what should we be doing on Chol HaMoed? Is this, you know, the appropriate thing to do on Chol HaMoed? So I guess we'll close. I'll read you from Rav Lichtenstein's article, which is available on the internet. So one of my Baal Batim gave it to me last year. I guess I must have spoken about the topic or raised the issue of traveling on Sukkot. So in this is a tshuva written in English to this youth group in Eretz Yisrael that wanted to prepare trips. So what I found most interesting about the next two paragraphs I'm about to read you is the assumptions that Rav Lichtenstein makes about our attitude towards Sukkah. Says Rav Lichtenstein, however, the question after he goes through the whole halachic analysis, can you, can't you, technically it's mutter, he doesn't really buy Rav Moshe, he doesn't think Rav Moshe's halachic reasoning is strong over here, Rav Elyashev's halachic reasoning seems to be much stronger over here, that technically you're mutter. He says, however, the question itself, especially when asked by Israeli youth groups that stand for education in service of Hashem and fear of God, and that no small number of Bnei Torah are involved in, is problematic. For decades, I was in the diaspora in places where the mitzvah of Sukkah was not considered an easy mitzvah, and I was never asked about using the traveler's exemption when one is far from a Sukkah during the day. Did it ever enter the mind of a businessman that strives to scrupulously fulfill mitzvos and in the course of his business finds himself in New York skyscrapers to eat his lunch in his office because there's no Sukkah in his vicinity? Did a student have used himself as rooted in Torah and fear of God and finds himself forced to spend a long day in a university library ever think of eating in a cafeteria because the campus didn't have a sukkah? Is it possible that in Israel, where the mitzvah of sukkah is both easier and more inclusive, a mitzvah that even many that are not generally observant still relate to in one way or another, is it possible that here B'nai Torah should avoid keeping this mitzvah in its fullness? I'm well aware that many believe that there is much educational value to youth groups Tiulim, mostly because of how it deepens the love and relationship to Eretz Yisrael. They also claim that the days of Chol HaMoed are most appropriate for scheduling Tiulim. As an outsider, it's difficult for me to judge. However, I am convinced that except for extremely extenuating circumstances, the most important educational message we can pass on to our youth during Sukkot is deepening the awareness and sensitivity for observance and enthusiasm about mitzvos, even if this means some difficulty and even if it involves sacrifice. So ultimately, like we said before, running away from a sukkah is not a good idea. We should try to spend as much time as we can in the sukkah. It's a tremendous chus to be able to sit in the sukkah. Rav Moshe, if you ever visit Rabbi Tendler's house in Muncie, Rabbi Tendler has the coolest dining room in the world because his dining room, the roof comes off and they just roll schach out on it. And that's their sukkah. Why did they build that? Because Rabbi Tendler is such a sticky guy, he needs to have the coolest dining room in the world. No, because Rav Moshe used to come every year for sukkahs to Rabbi Tendler's house. And when Rav Moshe was living in the Lower East Side, he couldn't sleep in the sukkah because you won't wake up in the morning. You're killed if you sleep in the sukkah in the Lower East Side in those days. And he couldn't, when he was in Russia, it was 20 degrees below zero. You freeze to death if you try to sleep in the sukkah. So he was never able to sleep in the sukkah, and all he wanted to do was to be able to sleep in the sukkah. And then he turned 80 and 85, and it was really unhealthy. It wasn't good for him to be sleeping in the sukkah, but he refused to not. He wanted to. It was such a gewaltig chus for him to be able to sleep in sukkah. Was he technically pater at the age of 80, 85 from sleeping in sukkah? Technically, he was pater, right? He could have gotten out of it, but he just didn't want to. He wanted to have that opportunity, and that's the halacha aside. That's the attitude that we're supposed to try to have. So technically, are we pater when we're traveling? Absolutely. If I went not absolutely. According to Rav Eliashiv, absolutely. If I were traveling with my family to Detroit to visit my wife's grandfather and whatever, and it's a kibbutz av and kibbutz zak, for sure, we'd be pater, even according to Rav Moshe. Absolutely. But is that what we should try to do without making arrangements to have sukkahs along the way? That's not appropriate. We should try our best to be able to fulfill the mitzvah as opposed to trying to come up with ways to get out of the mitzvah.